we'll go on then. No, I do have one.
Got one.
Okay.
Hi. Given a public forum for him. My name is Christy Kennedy. I'm with the Russian River Watershed Association. And John Short has asked me to come by to give a few very brief slides. I've got 5 slides total to talk about our regional safe medicine disposal program. So you guys may have heard of it, may have seen it around Sonoma County, and it's being expanded. So we wanted to just give you a little update of what the dischargers are up to, what they're doing for source control. So, oh, great. So just real briefly, the Russian River Watershed Association is a number of local public agencies within Mendocino and Sonoma County. These are our agencies. We come together to coordinate on programs for clean water, fisheries restoration, and watershed enhancement. The issue here is pharmaceuticals and wastewater. There's been increasing concern over the last 10 years or so about potential adverse effects of even very small amounts of pharmaceuticals released to the environment. Prescription drugs nationwide have been found in surface waters, and the best answer for dischargers now is to provide source control options. And doing that is providing people a better way to dispose of their medications. Previously, what we told people was not to put them in the trash, but to dump them down the drain. And now we take that back very severely. And what we want people to do is bring them to a safe place. So the program structure that's been started is having these bins available instead of just a one-day take-back. Then and again throughout the year is placing these bins throughout the county in safe locations, pharmacies, police departments, where people can bring their unused, expired medications, veterinary medications in and dispose of them properly. We're partnered with many local pharmacies and police stations. And what we're trying to do is publicize this throughout newspaper columns, on websites, throughout mailers, and then there's also a statewide campaign coming up in October, on October 4th through 11th, that we're trying to get some synergy with the marketing for. So here's our safe medicine disposal timeline. Prior to November 2007 in Sonoma County, really the only place you could take medicines was the household hazardous waste programs. So you had to bring them down to the dump or bring them out on collection days. In November 2007, the water agency started a program in Guerneville and Sonoma. This is the pilot program. Santa Rosa's followed suit, and they've been great in expanding this program from 8 sites. Now we're at 33 sites in Santa Rosa, Sebastopol, Rohnert Park, and Cotati, Sonoma, and Guerneville. And what the Russian River Watershed Association is doing over the next month is expanding the program even further into some of the smaller agencies, Cloverdale, Healdsburg, Windsor, and Ukiah. So all of these dischargers will now have locations for bringing safe medicine disposal. So again, the statewide campaign is October 4th through 11th. You'll see a lot of activity around those days, and we'll have all our bins set up in the pharmacies by that time. So the program so far since November 2007 has been really successful. They've collected over 2,000 pounds of medication in Sonoma County alone. The Waste Management Agency in Sonoma County and also Mendocino County Solid Waste are on board with expanding the program in the future. So beyond Ukiah, that's going to be the first site in Mendocino County, but Mendocino County Solid Waste is expanding that program along their disposal routes in more towns in Mendocino County. And programs are going to continue as long as there's funding, so we're following some grants and hoping that things will come through for these agencies. So we just wanted to let you know that this is happening, and the dischargers are really involved in making this happen, and happy to help out on this.
All right. Thank you, Christy. Mr. Corbett?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, do you have a pamphlet or something? Because I think you have a great program, and I'd like to spread the infection further north. And if we had a pamphlet and contact information for you, I would work to try and get a further north alternative program real close to what you
have.
Yeah,
that'd be great. I'll leave a card, and I can send you some stuff in email. I don't have an actual pamphlet with me, though. So.
Thank you.
Okay. You want to ask something, Mike?
I was going to say, could you send me one, too, if I give you a
Ms. Chair, okay. I'd suggest if Christy could send it to me, I'll send it to all the board members, and that way everybody will have it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay, any other public comment?
Right.
Then we will proceed to the hearings.